Governor Steve Bullock is asking the Department of Homeland Security not to penalize Montanans for using their state-issued driver's licenses as identification. Gradual enforcement of the federal Real ID Act begins Monday, and Montana is one of 15 states with IDs not in compliance with the law. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says this means Montana driver's licenses will start to get declined in more and more places with federal oversight.
We don't need a national ID card, and we don't need more data being collected.
That's Governor Steve Bullock. He sent a letter today to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson objecting to new standards set forth in the federal Real ID Act. This 2005 law sets certain federal security standards for both state-issued IDs and the buildings and employees who issue those cards. It also requires state databases obtain standard photos from these licenses that will allow law enforcement to use facial recognition technology to help apprehend criminals. The Montana legislature unanimously voted against complying with the law in 2007, and Bullock opposed it both as attorney general and now as governor.
We'll continue to say that we have one of the safest IDs in the nation. We've taken solid steps to improve the security of the driver's licenses.
Enforcement of the Real ID Act unfolds in four phases for non-compliant states. Each phase includes more places where a Montana driver's license won't work as a valid ID. The first one starts really narrow, declining Montana's IDs in restricted areas of the Department of Homeland Security's main offices in Washington, D.C., but it ramps up from there to nuclear power plants, to most other federal facilities. The last one is the kicker. The law says no sooner than 2016, Montana driver's licenses would be declined as a valid ID to get on a commercial airplane. Governor Bullock expects the state to work out its differences with the federal government before then. The Real ID Act also does not prohibit the use of other acceptable IDs like a U.S. passport. The Department of Homeland Security declined an interview for this story, but the agency's website says secure IDs are a vital component of the country's overall security strategy. It quotes the 2004 9/11 Commission report in saying, "For terrorists, travel documents are as important as weapons." I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.